The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
And we are live once again to tape on the W2M Network for the Wrestling to the Max 205 live review for December 5th, 2017. My name is Harry Broadhurst. I am your host. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Joining me at this moment is my co-host, Miss Liz Puglisi. Good evening again, Liz.
Good evening, Harry.
Hopefully we can stay more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the 205 live review than we did for SmackDown.
We are so awful. It's disgusting.
That may have been our roughest episode of the SmackDown Live review yet. If you had the opportunity to listen to it already by the time you're listening to this, we apologize. We hope to do better. If you haven't listened, please listen to it anyway to help drive up our numbers. But we apologize and we hope to do better.
You'd have a good laugh at us.
There's that, yeah. We can do the SmackDown Live drinking game. Anytime either Liz or I yawn during the show, you can take a shot. Warning, may be hazardous to your liver. I already feel more awake. All right, anyways. And we're getting ready to get into tonight's episode of 205 Live. But before we do, let's get some quick plugs out of the way. First of all, we are a presentation of the W2M Network, available online at www.w2mnet.com. In addition, you can also occasionally find us over at 411.com/411mania.com/wrestling, as well as lastwordonprowrestling.com. Also, I want to take a quick moment and dedicate tonight's episode of the 205 Live review to my buddy Warren Freeman, who lost his father this evening.
Oh my God, it was Warren's father?
Yes.
Oh, I have to send him a message.
So I wanted to take a quick moment and dedicate the I wanted to do it during SmackDown, but it's kind of slipped my mind while I was doing the SmackDown review. So I wanted to take a quick moment right now and say my thoughts and my prayers are with him. Just keep your head up, homie. If anything, you know where to find me. And with that being said, what do you say we get into the 205 live review, Liz?
Yes, let's go.
Something was missing from tonight's show. Well, two somethings, but one of them matters significantly more than the other, so we'll address this one first. No Enzo Amore on tonight's episode of 205 Live.
I didn't really miss him.
You know what the problem with Enzo Amore being gone is? Is it makes you realize just how much better at his role that Drew Gulak is.
That is true.
We open tonight's episode of 205 Live with Drew Gulak in the ring cutting a promo using Enzo's microphone and apparently some really, really shoddy audio hookups.
Like us.
Well, yeah, there's that. I turn my TV way up just to hear Gulak.
Yeah, I thought it was because I was listening on the tablet.
No. There was a really bad connection with the Enzo microphone that Gulak was using there, and you could barely make out what he was saying. That being said, once I was able to make out what he was saying, first of all, we're about to step onto the Drew train. Drew. Really? You schmuck. I hate that I laughed at that.
My headphones were good. I enjoyed it.
And Drew has a PowerPoint presentation about leadership for us, but Cedric Alexander makes sure we'll never see it because Cedric Alexander is just a terrible human being.
It's a creep.
How dare he deprive us of PowerPoint? I have to give Larry credit here. Drew Gulak is the Rodney Dangerfield of professional wrestling.
Oh, that's a really good comparison. I like that.
He gets no respect.
I really like that.
Gulak says that before he was so rudely interrupted, he was going to mention the fact that one of the things on leadership that Drew was going to talk about is the delegation of responsibilities, and therefore he has delegated his responsibilities of being in this particular match to his fellow Zotrain member, Noam Dar, because apparently we've not seen enough of Cedric Alexander and Noam Dar. On the bright side, at least there's no Alicia Fox this time.
I mean, they only have so many people. It was bound to happen.
The match itself, in my opinion, is okay. Nothing particularly special. Cedric picks up the win with the lumbar check. Not nearly as good of a lumbar check as he hit on Monday Night Raw. To give a moment to have a special shout-out to a traditional fill-in co-host for these shows here, Paul Leeser. Tony Nese bumped like a goddamn professional. But this particular lumbar check was just your standard lumbar check that I will admit I kind of dug the wobbly knee sell by Noam Dar that led directly into the pinfall. The standout point to the match, though, to me, is once again Drew Gulak, and it's a match that he's not even in as an active participant. You know, traditionally, a heel will bend his rules when it's somebody that he's associated with breaking them. Drew Gulak got up at commentary and yelled at Noam Dar as Noam was trying to go to the top rope.
That was probably my favorite moment of the night.
It's the little things.
Mm-hmm. And not everybody can pull them off.
I feel like we just constantly praise Gulak on this show here, but at the same time, everything he's doing is... it's worthy
it's
of
gold.
It. Yeah. Like, gold. He's taken everything that's been given to him here, being a bit player in Enzo Amore's B squad, and he's knocking it out of the park.
No, I absolutely agree. I think he's definitely one of the top highlights on the show.
Post-match and commercial, we come back to find out that 205 Live is going to run a series of house shows in January of 2018. To quote Tony Schiavone, that'll put butts in the seats.
I sense sarcasm.
You sense a lot of sarcasm. I like 205 Live. I like most of the performers on 205 Live here. You can't tell me that there's anybody on this show that has the name brand value to sell a house show ticket to most moderate fans. To the hardcore cruiserweight action style fans, the people that went down to see the CWC, the people that watch these kind of matches here, the welterweight wrestling thing based out of Ohio that Joe Dombrowski runs, the other various best of the best thing that CZW does on a regular basis, the best of the super juniors that we see over in New Japan on a yearly basis here. You can't tell me that this division has enough of a fan base to support an actual roving series of house shows as a standalone brand, because I don't buy it.
It's not even the fan base. They don't have enough of a roster. Who's going to pay money for like a 1 hour show? They don't have the roster.
I think if you have all of the working parts that you have on a traditional episode of 205 Live between the members of the Zotrain, the non-members of the Zotrain, Kendrick, Gallagher, Kalisto, Grand Metalik tonight, as well as the debuting Hideo Itami, because we don't know when Hideo is going to come to 205 Live, but I would assume it'll probably be around that time frame, as well as people we haven't seen on television recently, such as TJ Perkins. There's enough of a roster to do it. I just don't think there's enough of a reason to care about said roster in order to do brand-specific house shows for 205 Live.
Yeah, I don't know, because how many stories are they going to tell? I mean, it works on Raw and SmackDown and whatever, and their house shows, because it's built into the shows. I don't know. I don't see it working.
The non-Zotrain members are talking backstage. Nothing really comes of it. It leads to Rich Swann getting a one-on-one interview and then talking about the fact that he's taking on Tony Nese a little bit later on. Again, nothing really comes of it. It's your typical Rich Swann interview. I like Rich Swann, but interviews are not his strong suit. Mm-hmm. Between the Ropes are his strong suit.
Agreed.
We then come back ringside for our second contest of the evening, which sees Brian Kendrick take on Grand Metalik, making his return to 205 Live. Kendrick, Metalik kind of a fill-in for Kalisto, since Kalisto's on the European tour, or wherever they're at on tour with the Raw brand. It's the same place Enzo is right now that had him out of 205 Live this week. What it basically amounts to, though, is Metalik is a fill-in for Kalisto, and therefore Kendrick picks up a victory by choking out Metalik with the captain's hook.
It was a decent match. I don't know if it served any purpose, if any of these matches, all the matches are supposed to serve any purpose storyline-wise. I mean, but it was a decent match. I feel like I say that a lot on this show. It was a decent match.
Enzo Amore, Nia Jax.
I don't understand that. Did I miss something? I saw it yesterday on Raw. But I don't know. I don't get it.
They just showed a clip from Raw in order to give everybody an idea of what Enzo was up to on Raw last night, since he's not here tonight.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, even on Raw, it made no sense. It was just Nia going, "How you doing?"
Theoretically, it's going to lead to some kind of romantic storyline between Nia and Enzo.
Shut up!
I'm not making this up. In actuality, it's a way to keep Nia Jax away from Absolution on Raw, which I guess I can kind of understand. But
let's back up here. There is an actual rumor or of a fact going around that the worst thought I had during it was that they're going to have a romance between these two.
That thought was 100% accurate? Yes. Ugh. Creative in a nutshell, Liz. That's all I'm saying. You can't? No, I'm aware, because neither can I.
It's the most white girl thing I could possibly say, but I can't. I just...
All valley boy, you one step further there. I can't even.
I mean, isn't she eventually going to come in and, like, help destroy Absolution? I mean, I think that's, you know, would make sense. Oh, my God.
I'm half expecting her to come in and start destroying half of the cruiserweight division. Because why the hell not at this point?
Moving on, before I like just rant on this.
Backstage, we see the members of the Zotrain gathered. Gulak making the point that he is once again in charge. And announces everybody's roles when it comes to the Justice League of Zotrain members. And he proceeds to call Arya Daivari Wonder Woman. Arya gets up in arms about said description until Gulak explains to him that he is a fierce warrior with a strong sense of fashion, which I'll admit I actually kind of popped for.
It made sense. I was watching it on my tablet. And I had the tablet to the side because I was doing something, and I know I had to ask you like who he was referring to, but I can see it.
And as previously mentioned on last week's episode of the 205 Live review, breaking news out of 205 Live, Drew Gulak is Batman.
Drew Gulak is just awesome.
He's Batman. Hideo Itami tribute video to get everybody ready for when Hideo debuts. Do you have a guess?
Clash of Champions.
That's a SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view, so I don't see that.
I don't care.
He's going to show up.
Wait. Oh, so, right. Okay, so whoever takes on Enzo is on the next Raw pay-per-view, right?
Yes. That'll be probably... Actually, I would assume that the Enzo versus whoever wins the match next Monday on Raw match will be another match on an episode of Raw rather than stretching it all the way out to the Rumble.
And then that's when he debuts. He'll debut with that match.
My official prediction is the New Year's Day episode of Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
If I had to give an official date, I'm going to go with 1/1/18.
All right.
We come back and Gulak and Alexander at ringside for the upcoming contest of Rich Swann versus Tony Nese, which sees Swann pick up the victory with the Phoenix Splash after a head kick that looked vicious, a Rich kick that looked okay, and a Phoenix Splash that looked gorgeous.
Yeah, that was some really amazing, amazing moves.
In my opinion, the roundhouse kick looked a lot better than the Rich kick did. And then with Neville on hiatus, on vacation, on I can quit this company, whatever you want to call it, Swan's Phoenix Splash and Mustafa Ali's 054 are probably the most visually impressive finishing moves in the cruiserweight division at this point.
Hands down.
Especially when Swan does what he did tonight and hits the Phoenix Splash clean.
Yeah, that was lovely.
All right. Post-match, Dar and Daivari arrive at ringside in an attempt at a 4-on-2 beatdown. However, they are staved off due to the presence of ringside of Akira Tozawa and Mustafa Ali. Why this wasn't a Survivor Series match instead of that lackluster cruiserweight title match we got instead, I will never know.
Creative
is being generous with that name. And that officially puts the end all be all on this particular episode of 205 Live. On a scale of 1 to 10, Liz, where do you fall?
Where do I fall?
I'm actually around a 5 for this episode myself. Would you like to give your reason for 5.5?
It was flat. It's just more of the same. You know, every weekend I get it. You know, they're telling a story. But there's other than Gulak, and this is going to just turn into the Gulak appreciation show. Other than Gulak, there's really nobody really stepping it up.
Great.
Verbally. In the ring, yes. As we've said many times, they have some of the best matches of the week on this show. Some beautiful, beautiful moves. Very talented men in the ring. It goes back to most of them cannot speak to save their lives.
You so do really? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, for me, that just makes it fall flat.
Okay. You realize if we turn this into the Gulak appreciation show, that means we have gas? These are the things that go through my head at midnight on the East Coast. Anyway, I'm going to go with 5 because, and I'm going to go right into my one word review of this show here. There.
I think I used that one last week.
Nothing really. I think the word I used last week was complacent, which is pretty much the same thing. I clearly need a thesaurus, but what I wanted to use for 205 Live this week was Drewtopia. But I felt like we spent enough of this hour, or this review of this hour show, kissing his ass. So I figured I'd use something a little bit different for my one word.
Drewtastic.
Undrew-leavable? I'll stop now. Anyways,
Other than that, though, like, the matches themselves were just kind of there this week. There wasn't any kind of blow-away effort in any of the matches here. And that's ironic to me because one of the other things that we debuted last week here is our match of the week for the WWE, because we talked about that when we did the 205 Live review last week as well. So I'll let you go ahead and give your one-word review for this particular episode, and then we'll talk matches of the week here. And I will talk about why I was so disappointed in tonight's episode of 205 Live being only a 5 when you consider where my match of the week is going to fall in a few seconds.
My one word would have to be fail.
Okay, do you wish to expand?
Yes, if you'd give me a second. Yeah, it was, going back to you said, it was just there. It was a fail. They didn't really do anything, in my opinion, to further anything. Which is more
Everybody's familiar with the Eric Bischoff saying that controversy creates cash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another triple C saying that holds true in this particular instance, and that is complacency breeds contempt.
That's only 2 C's and a B, but okay.
Yeah, I it's midnight. What do you want from me?
But no, I agree.
Okay, complacency creates contempt. How's that?
Much better.
For going for the alliterative version of the 205 Live review here on the W2M Network.
Yeah, no, I definitely see a point in that.
It's a case of, yeah, while the pieces are there to be having fantastic shows week in and week out and week in and week out, if they're going to be stuck doing the same thing week in and week out, week in and week out, then nothing's going to stand out. It could be some of the best wrestling of the week, and if it's all blending together, what's the point?
No, agree. I think I say that a lot. It's the same thing over and over.
I like the sports and sports entertainment, but that doesn't mean I don't want entertainment as well, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And that goes back to the whole conversation we were having about charisma and being able to cut a promo. It's just not there for many of them.
So I feel this was one of those episodes that it felt like a traditional 205 Live episode before Enzo Amore came over to the show. Enzo adds that much needed bit of personality that this show is, well, quite frankly, lacking without him.
Yeah. I mean, to go back to our boy, you know, Gulak there, he definitely gives it a little bit of a spark. But Enzo, as much as people hate him, well, or, you know, think he's whatever, he does add the charisma, the spark, the flair. There is that showmanship to it.
He is the sizzle to the steak that is the 205 Live product.
He's the ringmaster. Yeah, he is.
All right, final thing before we get out of here, Liz. Your match of the week for the WWE this week?
I honestly forgot about this segment, so give me a second.
All right, she's thinking of her answer. I'll go ahead and give mine here. The reason I was so disappointed by tonight's episode of 205 Live is because, in my opinion, the best match on WWE TV this week was the Cruiserweights, the four-way on Monday Night Raw. Drew Gulak, Tony Nese, Cedric Alexander, and Mustafa Ali had one of the best cruiserweight matches we have ever seen on an episode of Monday Night Raw. They got 13 minutes to go do what they do on screen, in addition to the commercial break that didn't air that the live audience got to see. And they went out there and they busted their asses in order to give us a tight, cohesive, and very well put together match. Therefore, I'm going to give my overall match of the week for the WWE to the four-way, the Cruiserweight four-way from Raw between Drew Gulak, Tony Nese, Cedric Alexander, and Mustafa Ali.
You know, as I run down all the matches, I mean, there was nothing on SmackDown that could even be considered for match of the week.
Honorable mention to Rusev finally getting a win, because that never freaking happens.
More honorable mention to English getting a win, because that's even rarer.
It's Rusev Day.
I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to have to agree with you. As much as I despise four-way matches, as we all know, it was definitely one of the better ones that we've seen in a long time, and we've been getting a lot of them. There's nothing else, really, that would really even come close.
Reigns and Jordan was around that same level to me. The main event was just as good, but the main event had the overbooking involved with it that I think takes it down a slight notch below the Cruiserweight four-way.
Yeah, I mean, the main event was good, but that the whole thing at the end, the restarting, the both Samoa Joes coming out. Yeah.
Yes, there is a Samoa Joe and a Samoan Joe.
Samoan Joe. Well, technically, they're both Samoans. So. Unless Joe's faking it, I don't know.
Knowing Samoa Joe's real name, no, it's definitely not fake.
I know.
I cannot pronounce his real name. That's how Samoan it is.
Yeah, neither can I. But yeah, I'll go with you on that one.
All right. Well, not the next episode, but the episode after that, we'll have a pay-per-view to consider in our match of the week for the first time. In addition, we will continue with more one-word reviews. Again, for me, the one-word review for 205 Live tonight is Drewtopia. Otherwise, it was just there.
It was Drewtastic.
Won't say undrewleavable again. Won't say undrewleavable again. Won't say undrewleavable. Sorry. And for Liz, it was fail because of the fact that it felt like pretty much every episode of 205 Live.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I give the 205 Live single show house brands, the 205 Live tour, I give it 2 months before they're pulling the curtain on that.
Oh, I don't think it even goes into February.
I don't think there's enough of a fan base to run 205 Live specific shows. Now, if you want to run 205 Live with the UK division, much the same way we saw on television a couple of weeks ago when they were over in London, that I think could draw, especially based on some of the names that would be at that show, such as Tyler Bate, Trent Seven, Wolfgang, Joseph Connor, and in my opinion, arguably the most over man in the WWE right now, Pete Dunne.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, I think we said it a couple of weeks, you know, run it with Next. You know, one or the other, but not on its own.
Do we have any other pieces of business to touch on before we get out of here?
No. No, not that I could think of.
Find us online at W2Mnet.com. Thanks again to 411Mania.com and Last Word on ProWrestling.com for having us. For my co-host, Liz Puglisi, and our executive producer, Sean Garmer, my name is Harry Broadhurst, and this has been the Wrestling to the Max 205 Live review here on the W2M Network. Warren, keep your head up, homie. It gets better, I promise.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.